Hello, and welcome to another episode of It Came From The Video Store. Join your hosts, Eric and Brandon, with their special guest, Anthony, as they talk about the 2001 classic, Jason X. It's not a classic.
Meanwhile, in the Hall of Justice, that's what you sound like. You sound like the announcer.
Anthony, say hi.
Hello.
Why do you sound like Elmo?
Because. We can do weird voices now.
You know what else reminds me
of? I have to cut that out.
He kind of sounds a little bit also like Teletubby. A little bit.
If y'all hear like a weird jump, it's because Anthony said something I cannot put on air. At all. I don't want
to... It rhymes with rape. You have to cut that out too.
I don't want to lose the two followers we have.
Three, actually.
Hey, guys, and welcome to It Came From The Video Store. Today, we are talking about Jason X. A little late. Like, by the time this airs, it's probably going to be 2 weeks past Friday the 13th. But yeah, at least we're finally getting to it. So, within the past week or so, we've had, two celebrity deaths, Bran?
Yeah, oh, I forgot the name.
Harry Anderson.
Richie Tozier from...
Who played the adult Richie Tozier in the It miniseries. And, it's R. Lee Ermey from Full Metal Jacket and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remix. Sadly, we've lost them. That's gone on. Tim Curry's birthday was just yesterday or the day before. The current date of right now is 21st, so by the time this airs, be a week behind. But you don't care. Anyways, yeah, we're talking about Jason X. Do you remember the first time you watched Jason X?
I was on a bus going to Disney World in 2002.
They played that on a bus going to Disney World?
Yeah, I was like 10.
And
10?
On a bus?
Math. I don't know.
Just like kids on this bus are like, hey, let's put Jason X on.
Smart kids.
Yeah, this one's not really even titled as a horror movie. It's more of a science fiction.
Yeah, no, it's...
Sure, let's call it that.
Like, when they were writing this, they took straight from like Alien.
I feel like any time a movie or a horror movie goes into outer space, you should just stop.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Like Leprechaun.
I don't know though, but then Leprechaun, but then you get Leprechaun in the Hood, and that was good.
Leprechaun in the Hood was amazing, but then you get Leprechaun in Space, and like, they were making that up as they went, but then this, I don't know, they were just money hungry. This was like the Rocky V of the franchise.
The Rocky V?
Yeah, Rocky V was just made for profit. They didn't care about the story. He even admitted it was made for money.
No one likes Rocky V.
This was the last appearance.
Rocky IV is where it's at.
Yeah, Rocky IV is awesome. I must booty goo. This was the last appearance of Kane Hodder as Jason Voorhees. For now. We're bound to get like three more movies within a decade.
Are we though?
There's a new Halloween. Why not have a new Friday the 13th? They were working on one, actually. They were working on one that was supposed to tie into the original, and it got scrapped.
Gross. Like,
I would have liked to actually see it.
How about they just come out with, you know, someone new to murder people?
I don't know. I actually hated this movie. And Brandon's been wanting to do it since day one, so I've been just, like, fighting against
it. Pushing it off. We can do this movie.
In this line of work, you have to watch shit. You maybe watch the fucking 2003 Hulk movie.
Ew, you watched that?
We never even aired the episode.
We were having audio issues, but
we actually have to redo that episode just because the audio got messed up.
The entire movie, I was bitching about it. Jesus. Except like maybe one or two scenes, I was like, oh, I kind of remember that. That was cool. And after that, I was like, this, I fucking hate Eric.
All right, why do you torture me so?
So, let's talk about Jason in this in the opening. He takes place like in the future. It's already starts off in the future a little bit. The government has Jason Voorhees and they're experimenting on him and they're trying to figure out what makes him tick, what keeps him alive. I felt like they got lazy with Jason at this point.
Yeah, like usually, you know, Jason's got like his fucking head in the back's deformed. He's got like a couple strands of hair. It's like in this one, they
he's
just
bald. He's usually bald.
Yeah, pretty much bald. But then this one, they go to Kane Hodder to like, we'll just put some skin patches on his hair and make it look like it looks fucked up and call it a day.
Yeah, he had hair, pretty much.
Yeah.
It looks so lazy. You get our main, our final girl, Rowan. She's a scientist, and pretty much Jason kills a bunch of guards instantly.
As usual.
And then, like, it's funny, too, because, like, they all go into that room where Jason's, like, supposedly, like, tied up. And then this doctor gets flung through a door and literally through a metal door with, like, he's got a gun on his chest and everything. And she kneels down, like,
What happened?
Jason fucking Voorhees, that's what happened. Could it have anything to do with the serial killer you have locked up in this room?
Huh.
With one guard watching him?
There is.
Which,
there are 10 people in this room and one mass murderer. Everyone's dead. What happened, sir?
So he chases her into a room that has like a cryogenic vault or whatever. Gets him to go in the vault, but then like he stabs a hole in it. It's stabbing her too, and they both get frozen. You're telling me within 400 years between then and when she's found, not one person's like, "Hey, let's go check on that Jason Voorhees project. Let's see how everything turned out."
I never thought of that.
Not one person decided.
Like, this was like a government research facility, and no one, like, cared to come check. Like, hey, wasn't Jason supposed to be transported somewhere? Like, what's going on with that?
Not one person gave two shits to figure out what was going on. And then, so, like, they discover him in the future, and as soon as they open this vault, Jason falls down with a machete and cuts a dude's arm off. Like, the dude's not even coherent, and he's killing people, or trying to kill people.
Killing prodigy.
Yeah, no, I agree with Anthony on this. Like, he does some pretty good kills in this.
Well, this movie actually, like, this movie grew on me this time watching it. I think it's because we were doing it for the podcast, so it was a little bit easier to enjoy. At the same time, it's just, like, I hate really cheesy, like, sci-fi movies. Like, this had, like, a TV budget, but it was, I remember seeing it in theater. I saw it in the drive-in. That's how I know it was in the theaters, because I saw it in the drive-in.
Yeah, I remember seeing this in Freddy vs. Jason.
So I like how they bring Jason, like, aboard, and they're trying to revive him. Why the fuck would you want to revive this guy? I'm sorry, if I come across someone who's got a bloody machete and a hockey mask, I'm just going to leave
them.
It
looks like shit.
I'm just going to leave them how they are. This is when you first find out about the nanobites, because the dude whose arm got cut off, they fixed it with nanobites.
Yeah.
Nanobites play a big role in this movie. You think they would, but they don't, but they do.
Hey, actually, they
don't, but they do.
I can't remember. Is this a New Line Cinema one or?
Yes. Okay. It's all New Line Cinema.
I forgot. When did they? Didn't somebody else take them over for a while? I feel stupid for not knowing that.
I like, you find out that, like, when they look at the hockey mask, you find out hockey was outlawed in 2024. Yeah. Maybe this will be like a Robert Zemeckis thing. Maybe we only have a couple more years.
Well, Blackhawks, you can do it.
What would outlaw hockey? Like, I don't know. Like a giant war that breaks out and people
like
the
Microsoft
that's
war?
That's it, like, no more hockey.
What is it called? The Purge. No more hockey masks, no more hockey sticks. Hockey is now outlawed.
So you find out Jason is worth a fortune, because apparently everybody knows about Jason Voorhees. Like, he's talking
except
like,
for the people on the ship.
The professor that is idiots. Like trying to like revive him talks to like I guess his black market dealer.
Black market.
And he's like, "Oh yeah, Jason Voorhees, you killed about 814 people. That's a very specific number for you, just not looking it up or anything." Who just has random knowledge about Jason Voorhees? someone who's been dead for 400 years. They revive Rowan with nanobites. Like I said, nanobites play a big role, but they don't play a big role. But they do play a big role. And honestly, she's telling them, you have to get Jason Voorhees off the ship. And they're like, oh, it's our responsibility to science to keep him. It's like, well,
science demands it.
If science says so.
I like how they're like, oh, we have nanobites. Forget about it through the whole movie. End of the movie. Oh, yeah, you remember those nanobites?
They're back, bitch.
I wanted with a vengeance.
They're like Britney.
I wanted to turn this movie off as soon as Janessa, the one girl, wanted to bump her grade up. And she comes into the
so uncomfortable
professor's room.
I think his name is Wimmin.
I don't care what his name is.
I don't care.
He's the professor. She comes into the room with like tongs. Next thing you know, she's squeezing his nipples. And he's wearing a blue nightgown.
So uncomfortable.
Just so she can pass class. That should have been the sign to turn the movie off right then and there. But Jason, it doesn't do anything for Jason because Jason's on an operating table, or autopsy table, and he slowly started coming back to life, right? But then, two other people, one dude's name was Stony, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I think the other girl's name was like Kitso or something like that.
It's like they had weird names, but they didn't have weird names.
As soon as they start having sex, Jason shoots up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just shoots up like fornicators.
It's like, as soon as the insertion happened, it's just like, boom, I'm up.
Premarital sex? Not on my watch.
Like, if they ever make PSAs about, like, having, to save yourself and don't have premarital sex, just put Jason Voorhees in it. He's, like, the number one advocate for premarital sex.
He's like Smokey the Hound, or Smokey the Hound. Fucking
Smokey Bear.
Only you can
Smokey prevent. Bear and McGruff the Crying Hound. That's yeah. Who it was.
Only you can prevent premarital sex.
Premarital but sex, just underage drinking.
Which was not, was it used in this at all?
What? No, it did.
Maybe.
Later when they do that, when they do the hologram thing.
Oh.
Because it's actually the original score from the second movie.
I just thought of something. Maybe It Follows is like a spiritual successor to Jason.
We meet KM. We meet KM, which is an android. Very realistic android. Who's pretty much going to end up being a sex bot at one point in the movie. I mean, the first time you see KM, she's topless with no nipples. They fall off like pepperoni.
They made a very metallic sound.
Okay, so Jason comes alive, and he actually kills the one lab assistant that's, like, doing the autopsy. I do want to say this is the best kill in the entire franchise. Take it away, Brandon.
Wait, what?
When he kills the lab assistant.
Oh, fuck, I forgot her name, but, like, yeah, he gets up, grabs her fucking head, sticks it in, like, liquid nitrogen, and just picks it up. It's fucking smashes it on the fucking counter, and, like, half her fucking face is gone. It's fucking beautiful.
And well, actually, killing prodigy.
Yeah, one of the things I actually liked though was like as soon as he sticks her, you hear her yelling like when he sticks her in, and then just like silence.
Yeah, then we go to a terrible laser tag game. It looks like laser tag, and like he comes into this like virtual reality game, and he goes to kill these two people, and he thinks like he got the upper hand, like oh these two are idiots. Slice, slice, and then they're like, aw, man, game over.
And then he finds out, oh, wait, these two are idiots.
Yeah. When they're in a virtual reality game, and then
he ridicules them.
But, like, all he does is, like, he pulls a bang, breaks one dude over over his knee, and then just smashes the other dude's head into a wall. But it's not even, like...
He went all bane on one of the guys?
Yeah, yeah, he like, picked him up and slammed him over his knee.
And then he just swung him like a rag doll.
That's the. You know what, Kane Hodder should be the next Bane.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And then he smashes the one dude's face into the wall. Like these entire sets look like something you'd see at like a laser tag place. Like foam walls you hide behind and shit.
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
Like the fucking like was it PVC pipe or whatever? Like the big those like fucking tubes and shit sticking
dude,
out of the ground.
Dude, the gun. Okay, so they have these like giant like rifle lasers. that look like PVC pipe, spray painted silver. There you go.
Yeah, the stoner kid. Yeah, his it literally looked like they it was PVC pipes on a piece of wood.
The best thing about their guns is they look so advanced and they steel shot bullets.
Okay, so we skipped something that I want to go. That I forgot to say. So he smashes that one girl's face, right? But then he goes over to the table and gets like a new machete. Who the fuck has a surgical machete? It's a surgical machete. I've never fucking seen that on an operating table. Why would you even need that?
Whatever happened to the guy that was banging? Like, he just stabbed him and drug him off to who knows where. They never found him or anything.
Right. They never stony. Yeah, he kind of just like stabs him. She gets away. The girl gets away. I don't know how.
He stabs him, drags him off, and then he's never seen from again.
So you find out.
I mean, it's been like 400, about 500 years. Jason's a little rusty.
So you find out from Rowan that they were doing experiments on Jason, finding different ways to kill him. Firing squad, drowning, hanging, electrocution. I have an idea that no one probably ever thought of. Dismemberment. Hmm.
Lethal injection?
Yeah, they tried that too. It didn't work.
Oh, they said that? Okay.
Why don't you just chop the motherfucker up into like 80 different pieces, mail him across the state.
Put him through a fucking wood chipper.
Yeah, put him through a wood chipper. He's not coming back.
Unless some like cult goes out and like does an adventure, find all his body pieces, put him back together.
What was this fucking that sounds crawling? Like a sequel like waiting to happen. Like if like in one Jason Friday the 13th movie, they actually do butcher him and cut him across, like butcher him and cut him up and like send him across like the country, and then there's like a cult of Jason that is all like
trying to put him back together.
What is this? The Curse of Michael Myers?
Why not?
I want to see that movie now.
The Curse of Michael Myers?
No, the Jason cult.
I will write the list. The Cult of Jason.
I want to see this movie. And then he kills all his followers.
So there's like soldiers or whatever, or like security guards, I guess, on the ship. I don't know what. They're a firing squad. That's all I put down. They find Jason.
Man, they're body counts. that's literally what they are.
They're warm ups.
Man, no, actually, there's one thing I wanted to point out. It was actually funny. I don't know if you mentioned it when what was her name again?
Rowan.
Rowan. Okay. When she was like, told him like to get rid of Jason, and he's like, he's perfectly fine. He's still frozen. She's like, all right, show me. It cuts to the next when it cuts to the next scene, it just shows a body bag getting zipped up. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
No, I didn't see that actually.
Yeah, because she's like, show me, and then cuts to the next scene, and just the body bag is getting zipped up. Like, well, he was asleep.
So we get these security guards, or I don't know what they are. They're like soldiers.
Players.
I just put down stormtroopers because they can't make a single fucking hit.
No, they hit him.
No, you leave the main guy alone. What was his name? The main one?
I don't know. But like they corner Jason and they open fire on him, but they're just like shooting the entire room.
Which scene are you talking about when they're shooting?
When he sneaks up behind the one dude with the bandana. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're like, okay, they have one point to shoot at, but they're firing and waving their guns side to side. Why? You have one target.
They were shooting like they were sprinklers.
Bang, 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 bang.
Okay, you're thinking of Sergeant Brodsky. Brodsky.
Yeah, I was just looking him up right now.
So... One dude gets flung over a ledge and lands on a giant corkscrew.
He spirals his way to the bottom.
One person gets their throat slit. One dude... someone gets impaled on an anchor. One other guy gets...
Oh, yeah.
...killed
yeah.
off screen. So, here's my philosophy. Here's where the nanobites don't play a role. You have nanobites that can replace limbs... bring Rowan back to life because she was supposedly dead. Not one person thought, hey, maybe the nanobites can help these guys. They still might be alive.
And, yeah, it does play a big part because think about it later when they actually play a big part at the end. That makes a lot more sense. Like,
anyhow. But I'll then get to it later. Sergeant Brodsky's like, I don't see no Jason. He goes, and if I do, I'm going to kill him, or something like that. And then Jason just, like, punches through the wall. He's, like, grabbing him and, like, stabs him through the wall. He's like, it's going to take a little more than a poke through the ribs to put this old dog down.
And then all of a sudden you see the machete come through on the other side. He's like,
yep, that ought to do it.
That was my favorite moment in this movie. Just because, like, he was so accepting. Okay.
Yeah, that's about right.
This one's actually good. I'm not saying it's the greatest horror movie ever written or out of the franchise, but I still find enjoyment out of it because of how bad it is.
My favorite Friday the 13th is always going to be Part 3. That, to me, that's like Jason. That's how I view Jason. This movie is just like, they got bored. It's like they were like stoned watching Star Wars. Like,
we should put Jason in Star Wars.
You know it'd be cool? Jason versus Darth Vader.
It's kind of like that skit from Family Guy when they're talking about Stephen King writing him a book. He's like, my next book's about a lamp monster. It's like, when can we have it next?
So like, why is it like in outer space movies, either the pilots are like the chefs, like the chefs always wear bandanas, and the pilots always wear cowboy hats?
I don't think that one dude was a chef. He was an engineer.
Yeah.
Well, why does the pilot always wear a cowboy hat?
I don't fucking know.
Because
he's
riding a mighty steed.
Sci-fi, because what do you call it? You had Dizzy from Gears of War, he wears a cowboy hat, and he's a driver.
That's their mighty steed.
Yeah, it's just
their mighty steel steed. Because I'm a cowboy.
So they're trying to, like,
steel horse I ride.
They're trying to land the shuttle or their ship at this place called... Did you get the name of the place?
I don't know.
It was like
Solaris or something?
Yeah.
Some kind of name like Solaris, which is like a...
That's actually exactly what it was.
Just think of a really...
A dome. A dome in the sky. And
it's a colony.
A colony. And Jason kills the pilot, and he literally crashes through this colony and kills an entire civilization.
Can you imagine, like...
Killing prodigy.
What they should have just done is, like, they should do this for all Jason movies. Put, like, a little number at the corner of the screen. And each time he kills someone, it just goes up. Because, like...
That scene would be, like... Ding, 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 499. Damn, Jason.
Yeah.
I should have been a
that kill streak.
There is actually a YouTube channel I heard that does that. They, like, keep track of all the kills he does.
Can you imagine, like, he would... He turns around, he's just like, yeah. He's smiling under that hockey mask.
Yes, this could go on my COD montage.
It's like the equivalent of, like, if you're playing pool and you just randomly hit a ball and you knock all of them in all at once, you're just like, yeah, I did that on purpose.
So KM, our android, decides to be all Resident Evil RoboCop. Gets
a lot of latex.
A lot of latex.
Or leather, I guess.
And she's got this stupid gun. And then before she even fires a shot, machete through the chest.
Oh, so he throws the machete at her, and she's just all like, oh God, I'm dying, and like drops, you know, pretends to be dead, and she's not, but if it would have left like that, I would have fucking died laughing.
Yeah, they should have left it like that.
There's my last hope. We're all gonna die, guys.
But hey, at least you can say this, she's one of the only, she's the only person in this movie shooting a gun and actually doing some damage.
Well, because she's an android, she should already have like a built-in targeting system.
Yeah, it's true, she's not Apple.
Funny. And she
Eric has an iPhone.
What a loser.
She fucks Jason up. I mean, she seriously went RoboCop style on him. Like she went I felt like I was watching like Peter Weller's death scene from RoboCop. An arm goes missing, a leg goes missing, and for the first time ever in a slasher film, she went for the head.
Yeah.
She blew his fucking head off. But here's what the nanobites that didn't play a big role.
Yeah. She ends up knocking him into the nanobot table.
You guys remember those nanobites? They're back.
Yeah. So pretty much they think he's dead. They walk away. And for some, you know, miracle of life, the fucking nanobots start working on Jason. And we get Uber Jason.
I remember dressing up one year for Halloween as kid. Like third grade, I was Uber Jason.
We probably still have the mask, too.
I might still have the mask. So let's talk about Uber Jason. Y'all like tinfoil? I felt like that's what they used.
Honestly, you know what it looked like? It looked like they went to a party city and just grabbed a robot suit, like an android costume, and just took the arm and the leg from it and glued it to his jumpsuit.
So here's the thing: I can see the android.
You know what? His outfit changed too.
Exactly. Like, I was about to say, I can see the nanobites like changing his arm, making it like metallic. So he's got a metallic leg and arm.
And a mask.
But now he's got a metallic mask and his head's rebuilt. But like, he's got like a black jumpsuit get up. So what, nanobites can make clothes too now?
Apparently. I can understand, you know, making a metal arm and recreating flesh. But yeah, it's like, for some reason, it's like, hey, we're going to touch up your outfit too a little bit. Make it look nice. You gotta look fresh.
I mean, the mask looks cool. His face, like, and it's like his eyes are like bloodshot red. And I'm not gonna lie, just like his face alone, it's terrifying. But then you see like all the tinfoil wrapped on his arm,
and you giggle.
But now he's able to like punch through like steel, like 2 foot,
or like he
punches 2 feet of steel,
like it's like paper.
Yeah. So. He corners them on the, they're trying to, like, blow up one part of the ship, right?
Yeah, they were trying to disconnect some part of the ship.
So they can break free from it and go off. And he catches them on, like, the bridge. They blow up the bridge, and you think, oh, okay. You see him, like, fly away. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're safe. And all of a sudden, Fist comes through the wall, and then there's, like, a vacuum seal. And the one girl, Janessa's like holding on to the grave for dear life. And all of a sudden, she's like, this sucks on so many levels. And you just hear, whoosh. And you just see like flesh on the hole.
Oh, no, no. One of the grates from the ground got stuck on it first. But then, yeah, like all you see left is like a piece of skin. I'm just, me and Eric are sitting there like, where's the fuck, where are the clothes? Where's the bones?
Let's be honest, she didn't have many clothes on.
That is true. She had She had, like, her shirt looked like it was, like, she cut it in half and then stapled it together.
They put him in that, virtual reality, like, where he's back at Crystal Lake at, like, the 70s. And, like, fucking these two ass campers are like, you want to smoke some weed?
An underage drink?
Let's have premarital sex. And then this, it's like, they get themselves in the sleeping bags, just like, come on, kill us. That'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
And then another one of the not really a kill, but that I like is he fucking grabs the girls in the sleeping bags. He's just beating them up with each other.
And you can just hear him go, ow, ow. Well, I think I forgot what movie he first did that in, but I do remember reading somewhere that like I can't remember which Friday the 13th it is, but Kane Hodder was the one who came up with that, putting him in a sleeping bag and smacking him up against a tree. I can't remember which one it was, but like. It was almost kind of like how Harrison Ford shot the one dude in Indiana Jones instead of fighting him.
He wasn't feeling good.
He just wanted to get the shot over with, so like, he picked up a sleeping bag and just slammed it into a tree. That or he just thought it was cool. Either way, it's to this day that's still one of my favorite Friday the 13th kills because it's so.
No, they kind of did something creative. Like that in the remake.
Yeah, well, in the remake, he hung her upside down over a fire.
Fucking brutal. That is brutal.
Yeah.
Damn.
We'll talk about that one day.
So Jason figures out he's in virtual reality. The ship's going to hell. They're waiting for another shuttle to pick him up. They're trying to get out of the shuttle, and Captain Brodsky comes to the rescue, and they go at it like Batman versus Superman almost. Like the shot of them like walking up towards each other.
Do you bleed?
Awkward silence from Jason.
So pretty much the ship explodes, they get away, and then you see Sergeant Brodsky and Jason plummet to Earth, which I think is Earth. And then
it's not Earth. They said Earth, in the beginning they said Earth is
like dead.
Yeah. It's some other planet that looks like Earth. I
was
going to say,
what planet was she on when they found her then? And
has creatures that look like humans.
Yeah, remember because she said about Earth, and he's like, oh yeah, he's like, no, it died like years ago.
Oh really? Okay. Well, either way, they plummet down to this planet, and then you just see Jason's new hockey mask all burnt, kind of like floating to the ground. And that is the end of our movie. That is about it.
That's the end of Jason 10.
We haven't rated movies in a couple episodes. You guys want to rate this movie?
I wasn't prepared, but I guess we could. Anyone want to go first? I think Eric knows my rating.
Brian's going to give it a J. Jason 10.
Jason.
No, we do always. It's five out of. It's fives. We go by fives.
I'm not gonna come up with some weird analogy. I'm just gonna give it like a. Normally I would give it like a 2, but I actually kind of enjoyed it this time around, so I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 5.
2.5 girls in a sleeping bag.
I give it four frozen face mashings.
I'm the only normal one here now.
Okay.
This is an oddball.
What movie should we do next week, Brian?
Next week, Leprechaun in Space.
No, I can't torture myself that much. There's only so much torturing I can do.
You know what's funny? There was a shit ton of movies.
We had a list.
It's right there.
Yeah, but we never go by the list.
Yeah, we never do.
We never
follow the rules.
Supergirl? You want to do Supergirl? We could throw it in our raffle bundle.
I don't know.
Oh, for anyone that's listening that's in the Chicagoland area, within a month or so, we're going to be having a raffle at Chuck's Disc Replay in Countryside. Just that location for right now. We're going to be raffling up some of our favorite movies, some movies we've done on the show, maybe a couple steelbooks and a gift card. The way to enter that raffle, I think we're going to do tickets. I'm thinking maybe you'll get a ticket for subscribing to Podbean, a ticket to subscribing to iTunes, Instagram. You'll get a ticket pretty much for whatever you subscribe to. How's that sound?
We're still banging out the details.
This episode was a little slow, I feel like.
Yeah.
This is our first morning episode. We're doing an episode in the morning. We're a little tired.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're planning on doing a raffle. Stir up listeners and followers. Should have some good stuff. We have a new logo being designed right now. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be having a new theme song. Well, not a new theme song, but like with lyrics and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. So I think next week we're going to do Supergirl. And then after that, I don't know. Chris won't be on the show for a while just because he's got a new job and it's hard for him to get on. But yeah, I think that's about it for this episode. I'm going to sign us out then. I'm Eric.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Anthony.
All right, and you just listened to
It Came From the Video Store.